Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hi, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office Overtime.
So today's topic for My Crazy Office Overtime is your job making you depressed? We see this a lot.
It's a happy topic really? For the holiday season we wanted to bring to you.
And, you know, you may be wondering, you may not be feeling yourself, and you may be wondering, you know, this is not your normal state, but you're not feeling very happy.
Yeah.
And many jobs do depress us. We're either in the wrong position, the wrong company, the wrong climate. I mean, different reasons for why our job may be depressing us.
Right. Ooh. So first, I'm going to just talk about a few signs and symptoms that you may be depressed. It could be that you are having very fitful sleeps, or you're sleeping too much, that you lack an appetite, or you're eating too much. There's a great saying that life seems like cardboard and tasteless. You may be feeling and thinking, having a lot of regretful thoughts. You may be comparing yourself constantly and negatively with others. You may be constantly second-guessing yourself. And you may see yourself and others in a negative light. And the other thing that comes with depression, which I don't think is often described, is that you actually may be having difficulty thinking clearly and concentrating well. Mm-hmm. And there's a general loss of pleasure or interest in your work activities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So these are some of the things that you've seen, Kathy, and some of your clients.
I do. I mean, people will come to me and they'll say, you know, I'm on medication. I've never been on medication before, but at this job, I just was, I couldn't get up in the morning. Mm-hmm. You know, I've lost weight. I can't eat. Or I've gained a lot of weight. Mm-hmm. You know, all of the symptoms you just mentioned, and if I don't know them, I don't know if this is a pattern or not, but I can tell you that I've had enough of these that I speak to after when we change jobs, you know, we find another job, get them out of there. They're completely different people.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They're off medication. They're happy.
Yeah.
So I have to assess that quickly. Like, what is it that's so wrong for this person?
Right.
And it's interesting. I'm doing one now. What's wrong is that the goals of this particular job keep changing. So that just when she achieves something, all of a sudden, oh no, that's not what we wanted. Here's a new goal post.
Yeah.
And it's just worn her out. And the last one, there was just too much work, and nobody had made it in this position. And I remember, you know, I would say to her, "Well, you've had this job at other companies, and why is this different?" And she said, "No one has been in this position long enough to actually create records that we can go back to."
Yeah.
And, I mean, I just knew the company was not right for her.
Right.
She's thrilled now, really happy. But I know I've had many clients that this is temporary. Sadness or depression, if it's gone really far, and it can come on suddenly.
Yes, it can, and it can feel almost like an emotional flu when it hits you.
And sometimes, by the way, it does coincide with some things going on in their lives, like they may have been engaged and now they're not, or they may have been in a relationship and now they're not. This is men and women. Mm-hmm. So they're, you know, they may have lost a parent. There may be other things that are there, but it all comes down to those things we can't change,
right.
But we can change the job because the job is not working on all kinds of levels. It's not working maybe financially. It's not working spiritually or emotionally. It's just too stressful. It's the wrong job.
Yeah,
so,
that's it. And that can be a hard thing to determine, actually. I mean, I've worked with individuals who've gotten the plum assignment that they've been striving for their entire life. They get in it and suddenly they can't stand the work that they're doing. Mm-hmm. And so there's this incredible confusion initially. Yeah. Followed by depression, because my God, if I finally got what I thought I wanted and I don't like it, where am I?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
So it can often be a crisis, mm-hmm. you know, of personality, of identity, of career direction.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that sends you in a little bit of a
right, which
dive.
For us is like, you know, okay, well, everybody goes through that. I mean, maybe there are people that don't, but most people we know do go through a crisis where you do land the perfect job and it's not what you thought it was going to be, or maybe it's not what you want after once you've had it. There's nothing wrong with that. You tried it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You just move on and do something else. But it doesn't feel that way. It feels very like wading through mud.
Right. Mm. That's right. And another thing that's like that as well is if you have a boss who really targets you and pressures you and criticizes you and you and says nothing you do is right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
With the, you know,
it's always charming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Well, especially if they hired you, you know, if it's like a pedestal smasher thing where they hired you initially saying, we think you're great. We mm-hmm. know you're going to do a fabulous job. And then you can't win over mm-hmm. and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
That too, I've seen can lead to serious depression.
So I also had this one client once who her boss used to always say to her, why are you working so hard? Just, you know, just doing something at a light level is good enough. You just need to be good enough. And she didn't like that. Mm-hmm. She didn't want to do something good enough.
Right.
And so they were turning out schlock work, and that just wasn't her thing.
Yeah.
And that depressed her.
Absolutely.
That is so interesting, because I'm thinking of another person who, in talking about it, and actually this person was drinking and gambling.
Oh,
and
having a party.
Yeah.
But it was to fight the depression.
Mm. Oh,
so
yeah,
it was
yeah.
really
distraction
interesting.
From
it was
the
really hard
stuff.
To tell which was which, right? But at the end of the day, what he said, Kathy, is similar to what you're talking about. He said, I stand for excellence and I work in total mediocrity.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, that's depressing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very, very real. So if you're out there listening to this, this is very real, and it may be time to just consider, okay, well, let's look at what is out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't have to make a job change, but what is out there that maybe would be more satisfying.
Yeah.
Now
me.
Here's the challenge. When you're depressed, the last thing you want to do is reach out for help.
Right.
And the last thing you want to do is make a change.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to sort of push through your resistance, like the people who've been lucky enough to come and see you
mm-hmm.
or me to work or even listen to a podcast. You know, you have to get beyond, because depression leads to immobility.
Mm.
Yeah.
Can often lead to immobility.
Right. But it's actually the time you should not isolate.
That's right.
You really have to get support. And there are free services. If you can't afford us, there's free services. You know, there's usually some job support groups,
mm-hmm.
Hopefully. They're not mm-hmm. the same quality. But it is the absolute one time you do need to reach out, even though you may not feel like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, you want to make sure it's a safe environment when you reach out, that you're not embarrassed.
Right.
And that the whoever you're talking to can normalize it for you and help you push through and get back in touch with what it is you do and who you are and the magnificence of what you do, you know, which we forget.
Yeah.
We forget when we're in mediocrity, for sure. You forget that.
Yeah. And I think that we don't always know that we have permission to, you know, a lot of people just think, well, you've got a job, excuse me, you've got security, keep going. You know, so we don't know that we have.
I hate that. You don't need to be happy. You have security.
It's called work for a reason.
Right.
Oh, no. No.
We don't agree with that.
There are days that are not great. But, you know, to have your whole career not be great, no, you can do better.
Yeah.
I'm also thinking when we're talking about resources that if you belong to a labor union or a union of any kind, or your company has an EAP program, you could investigate those as well for services.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to reach out to maybe somebody who's been through this and they can, you know, support you. Maybe, you know, not all family and friends are supportive, but if you have them, that's great. If you don't, then you want to seek somewhere else. And I think it's an important thing to pay for, because I think you take it more seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think you work harder at it.
Yeah. And it's also important just to acknowledge, if you do have these symptoms, that that's what you're going through. I think that's very often, you know, people will feel ashamed.
Yeah. I was just going to say, don't feel ashamed.
Yeah.
Because you are not the only one.
No.
No.
At least not here. That's what we deal with every
day. We're depressed all the time.
No. But we deal with, people unhappy. I mean, that's what we built our business on, not the unhappy
people.
Well,
actually, there are spiritual teachers who say that depression is your soul's indicator that something needs to change.
I think that's really true.
So if you look at it like that, then it's a signal.
It is. It's your body telling you. Mm-hmm. And you do have to listen to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's your body telling you that something is not right.
Yeah.
And it's usually something external because your internally is telling you.
Right.
Yeah.
This has got to change.
Yeah.
All right. So we're talking about three things here. One is to try to identify if any of the symptoms we've described make sense to you, identify that you may be depressed. The second is to get help. Mm-hmm. With that and try to uncover what are the causes, and particularly if you have a hunch that it may be connected to work, to then get work-related support. And the third is not to feel ashamed. Mm-hmm. And understand that this could be a process. This is part of your career development.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And I think if you're a really caring person about your career, you're bound to go through this.
Yeah.
Sometimes twice. In a career, yeah. Really.
Actually, I'm thinking you had an experience.
I have been through this a couple of times.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I started out in the fashion industry, and I'm nowhere near it now.
No.
Yeah. So that was a big crisis.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then after I started this business, and then it went through a big change again.
Yeah.
Each one, I mean, they're easier, the more you've been through them, but they're scary.
No, I also went through one when I came back from doing the Peace Corps and had to figure out what to do with the rest of my life. So, yeah. They're part of the journey.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Logan, we're helping you. Have you been depressed yet?
I actually have at least once, so I'm sure there will be many more.
There you go. All right, so that's it for this My Crazy Office Overtime. We're so glad you joined us. We hope you don't suffer from depression, but if you do, reach out, get help, and know that it's part of the journey.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.